7-5-47 the Dogs. Melbourne 5-9-39. Starting the second half. It's been a bruising affair. Gawn will go against Martin again. Crowd right back into it. Wonderful first half. A half and two halves out of the middle. Gawn clean possession. Kicks inside forward 50. Wonderful attempt at the mark by Duray. Spilt it. Long kick. Hooked back towards goal. Hit the post. I think it came from... Who did that come from?
Fritz.
Out on his left foot. So better chance than most from that congestion. Now Bailey Dale to bring it in. He likes to run. Brown is standing in front of him. It's been Pickett for the majority of the time, simply because Pickett is so quick to squeeze him as the ball comes up towards the wing and the mark has been taken by a leading target, Hannon. He's a left footer, Hannon, told to play on, looking across the ground. Plenty of time. He gets it to Cordy. Cordy is steady. There's another man to the other side wide. Duray is a left half back. Running on nicely as Keith. Have a look, bounce. Keith takes on a tackler. Forced a hand pass back, looking for Duray. It's worked out okay. He goes back to Cordy. Haven't gone far, though. Cordy, a short pass around the other side wing. And Bailey Smith has taken the mark on his chest. He's had his moments, too, in this game. Salem stands the mark. Bailey Smith has run hard. Looks down the line. High ball. They come from all directions. Actually, English was ushered under the ball there. Could have been a free kick, as it was. He roved to the pack and got it. Kicked it straight up in the air. Plenty of Dogs around the football now. Hunter fires out a hand pass, missed the target. And they're away. Arms kicks into an oncoming defender, though. It's with Prelore now to Hunter. Hunter storms around the outer side, spearing pass. And he gets it onto the chest of Norton.
Norton chips it over the top. Here come the Doggies. They lead it by 7 as they work it towards their top of the 50. Trelaw with it. Runs to 55 out. Kicks towards the goal. Square! Has Mark been taken? It was a beauty! Johannesson!
Oh, my goodness!
It was a long kick from Trelaw. Johannesson just climbing on the back of Bowie. And now we'll kick from the angle. This will inspire his team if he nails this one. He stands on the boundary, has to snap it around, and he does. Doggies stretching out the 13, two gone in the third quarter. That's on the Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboard. IGA Liquor, proudly local, proudly independent.
He loves playing in the grand final, Johannesson. He spent some time inside forward 50 this year. He's been in and out a little bit. He's played as a medical sub. But tonight, he's just provided an option in there. And that run and fly and jump was an outstanding contested mark. At the moment, I'm watching Stephen May, though, from Melbourne. He's looking really sore. He's not moving well at all.
Yeah, mate, what about, I was pointing to you. Centre bounce, the ball muffed around for a bit. Bontempelli on Oliver went forward straight away. Trelaw in that passage of play went forward straight away. The Bulldogs are just saying, we'll back ourselves to win the ball if you do get it, and we're going to be forward of the football if we get the chance.
Come defend on me. That's what Bontempelli said to Oliver, and that's what they're going to do at the moment. The Dogs, they did it in the second quarter. They are pushing forward their mids at every opportunity.
There's the bounce back in the centre then. Knocked down by Martin. Taken wide of the pack by Oliver. Slips it over to Petrarca. Petrarca kicks down towards half forward. All Bulldogs, they collide down there. What a wonderful mark taken by Duray. Two-time premiership player with a horse.
McDonald's got to get himself involved at the moment for the D. He's just sitting back. He's just got to compete. You can't allow Duray, the smallest player, along with Daniel inside that back half, with a long kick in, to take an uncontested mark.
Cordy kicks it back to Dale at the top of the goal square. And still Daniel and McRae are off the ground. Kick comes up towards the wing. Couple of Dogs there. Good talking. Running back with a flight. Eastern Wood has marked it near the interchange gates. Decides to kick a high one. Down towards right half forward. Ball comes to the back of the pack now. Opportunity for Hannon. Throws his right boot at it. He's not accustomed to doing that. Taken by Melbourne. And escorted across the boundary was Harms. Didn't get his arms free, but the boundary line was close enough. It would have been a line ball, but he got across. So it's a boundary throw-in just outside the 50.
Ball to be thrown back into play. 13 points to Doggies lead. We've gone 4.5 minutes. Gawn and Martin. Gawn taps it down. Petrarca pounces on it. Caught in a good tackle. Thrown to the turf by Rourke Smith. And we'll ball it up. Edge of the centre square.
Sticking those tackles now, the Dogs. First quarter, that's broken by Petrarca.
And once again, Gorn taps it to Viney, trying to charge his way through. Little fumble from Brayshaw's costly. Treloar got the hand pass away. Now picked up by Viney. Some big tackles laid on that occasion. Lever's kick will be tight towards the boundary line. Oh, it bounced into the hands of Brayshaw. He wasn't expecting it.
I don't think he wanted it, Lockie.
No. As the Bont was coming towards him, copped him one right in the ribs. So on the wing, the Doggies up and about now. The Deeds need to respond. What have they got? Only one player has played in the grand final in the Demons outfit. That's Lever for Adelaide. Here's Maxie trying to do it all himself. Did okay on that occasion. Gave it to Brayshaw. Brayshaw's kick's a little long for Oliver. It'll bounce towards the boundary line. They just wanted a little more at the moment. As the kick along the line goes through the hands of Gorn. Little tap forwards to May. Wobble up. We'll put Neil Bullen under all sorts of pressure. Does well. Up to the challenge. Goes to his skipper. And the skipper waited and Treloar took it out of his hands. Treloar will play on. Runs to 70 out. The kick's a dangerous one. Oh, English nearly took a beauty on the lead.
His teammate was going to catch that with his mouth too.
Got good mids to it there, English. Should have gobbled it up. Again, just watching May at the moment. He's in no man land. Under pressure, turned one over. He looks really sore.
13 points again. The Dogs in charge. Bontempelli working hard. Spargo at the bottom of that pack. Ball continues to go into the hands of the Bont. Couldn't get rid of the ball. Neil Bullen gathered it, then was caught in a tackle. 45 out, will ball it up. 5-10-40. The D's have kicked just one goal since their scintillating first term.
Remains a tough game. Gorn backhands it down. Oliver's over the football. He's claimed. Ball squirts out. Well played by the Bulldogs. They hammer it around. Now an opportunity for Dunkley as he kicks it up towards full forward. Nice gather down there in defence, though, by Hibbert. Ball comes out of the 50. Trying to knock it forward there. Williams comes across towards Daniel. Daniel was slung. Kicked it inside the forward 50, though. And May has been paid the mark. Juggled it. And the umpire said it was all his all the way. Off a step. He sends it towards the 50. The defensive 50, that is. Oliver takes the mark, goes wide to Salem. Salem kicks up towards the wing. Brown, the height there. Is it going to be a free kick? Well, it's going to Melbourne. Duray appeared to be in front, but maybe had the arm hooked around the man behind him. And the big fella's got it now. See what he can do with it, Brown. He's been pretty quiet. That forward line hasn't really fired since the first quarter. And mainly that was the runners, I reckon, through midfield, more so than the stationary forwards. Coming out of defence, Williams again draws a man. Treloar's been very good. Little pass over the top and he finds Bailey Smith. Tell you who was good too in that second term, Josh Dunkley. He's a hard doer, Dunkley. Play on's the call. And this kick goes right back inside the defensive 50, taken by Keith. Keith sends it to the outer side. Bailey Dale, who loves a run, heads up towards the wing, chips it. Cordy takes the mark in front of Pickett. He wouldn't win a foot race against Pickett. But he got to the football first, and he's pointing that Pickett was in the air there for a moment, jumping to try and stifle his kick. Kick goes to the outer side. Hunter's got it now for the Dogs. And they're having their way with Melbourne at the moment. Melbourne a little slow to cover. So the ball on the outer side. Dale has run on. Gentle kick. Finds a leading teammate in McRae. So McRae's got it. Short to Hunter. Looked about 15, I reckon. Not 15. You heard the umpire. So as a result, Hunter across the face of goal. Good result for the Dogs. It bounces out of bounds. And they've got a chance to lock it in and regroup.
Just look like at the moment since quarter time, the Dogs are covering the ground a lot better. They're finding space. The uncontested possessions are certainly in their favour. And they're the ones at the moment that are really asking the question of the D's. 40-plus in uncontested possessions, Lock.
Embers, 13 points, that margin. Another one here would be real dangerous. Fumble from Oliver. Gorn trying to muscle his way out of a tackle. Here's Hibbert caught and then kicked it forward. Not 15. Brayshaw did well, gathered it. Got it to Salem, kicked along the line. Jackson jumps early. Was he shoved out? He was. And he'll get the free kick. Little push from Keith. So 8-5-53, plays 5-10-40. The Dogs have been tremendous since quarter time. They just kicked the one goal two and trailed. The Demons have stopped as they kick up towards half forward. McDonald there can't really get hold of the footy. Now he does. He's caught in the tackle by Cordy, trying to get rid of it. Comes out to Neil Bullock, quick kick forward. Petrarca against Caleb Daniel. Well played, Daniel. Paddled to the advantage of McRae. He got the hand pass away. Now comes back towards Daniel. Well played by Daniel. Composure brilliant. 45 out from his defensive goal. Finds Johannesson. Full of run now, the Doggies to Bailey Smith. And Smith takes it. Defensive side of the wing. Looks to go into the middle. It comes off okay. Cordy will give it back to Smith. The D's certainly have stopped at the moment. The wobbler goes up towards center for Norton on the lead.
Wow.
Norton can wheel around on the left. Just chips it up high. Levers there. Wants to try and take the mark. Fumbled. It came out of his hand. Stephen Martin tried to keep it in play. And his hand pass misses the target. Goes over to line it out of bounds. 8-5-53. Plays 5-10-40.
Jacko McRae just a bit sore in the middle of the ground. He picked that ball up. Clean hands, but got crunched again.
Boundary throw in. Left full forward for the Dogs.
The ball, let's go!
Bontempelli and Oliver standing each other at the moment. McRae cleverly gets it down to Waitman. Could have been held without it there, Waitman. Battles back after it, though. Oliver did brilliantly. Outnumbered. Bontempelli grabs the ball. Quick kick up towards the goal square. Coming out is English. Gets a hand pass across. Martin's kick is smothered. Ricochets to the pocket. Leading back, Waitman. Waitman, a little kick. 15. It went 15. It's marked by Melbourne. Not his intention. I think he was trying to have a shot at goal, but that was ambitious. He was off balance and somebody breathing down his neck. Neil Bullen's got it. Out of the back pocket. Drives it towards the wing. Over the top. Haley Dale. Oh, well played, Cordy. The ball bouncing around in there like a pinball, and he slapped it straight to his teammate. Kick comes in from Dale. Over the top. Liberatore. Down he goes. Salem and Liberatore looking into each other's eyes right there.
Still 13 points for the Dogs. 11 gone now in this third quarter. The ruckman go at it. Fisted forward by Gorn. It was a beauty to Harms. His hand pass cut off, though. That was sloppy stuff. Hand pass now into the direction of Rourke Smith. He can't gather it. Petrarca caught without it. Rourke Smith goes back and gets it. Here's Williams. Ooh. His hand pass, terrific. The Bont on the end of it. The Bont is a superstar. He's got three. And that margin's looking real ugly for the D's right now.
Oh, they're on top of the moment. The Bulldogs, even in this quarter, starting to dominate the inside 50 entries, dominating disposal. They have turned this game on its head. And Bontempelli, he was the one that got him going in that second quarter. We'll get his stats shortly, but that's three goals, and he's been a star.
For Seabus Super, there goes Embers, delivering consistent long-term returns for members. Seabus for all of us. Beastie.
Yeah, up to 17 now, Bont, with three goals, as we spoke about. He's having an influence. And the other thing that's going on this term is Treloar's got plenty of the ball. Smith's got plenty of the ball. Dale's got plenty of the ball. The guys that were a little bit quiet in the first have come to play now on the Triple M Red Z Lending stats.
Red Z Lending, lies to the self-employed.
Back in the centre. Melbourne need to find something. They trail by 19 points. They need four goals in the short term. Petrarca goes in after Gorn knocked it down. Petrarca tackled by McRae, going nowhere. So the umpire will toss it up just outside the outer circle. Knocked down by English. Their ruckman are doing better at the moment too. Coming away is Viney though. He was hit hard. Hand passed instead of kicking. Gerais got it. Kicks it out towards the wing. So it's a race towards the boundary. The Dogs want it out. And that's the way it works. Oh, gee. Pretty tough call. Deliberate. That ball's gone all of about 60 metres there. Brayshaw kicks it inside forward 50 with a free. And a good mark is taken in defence by Keith. Missed a bit of football late in the season, but he's finding his mojo now. Could be cramping up a little bit too. Looks down the line. Kicks it high from behind. Norton! Oh, what a good mark. He was fourth in line and almost made it a chess mark. Such is his spring.
Early on in the game, it was Melbourne taking these big contested marks down the line. Now it's just switched. Bulldogs all over him.
Kick towards half forward. Hannon lurking at the back of the pack. A half chance. Still did well. Knocked the ball through the oncoming traffic. He's taken high, Hannon. And he's going to get a free kick. He's 55 metres out. He is a long kick. He's a thumping kick. He'll be away on his left foot here. They need somebody back in the goal square. He plays on the Bailey Dale. Don't know what that was about. Dale Well, he didn't really try to soccer it to English. Inadvertently it went to him. Now English has kicked it short, taken down there by Dale. And the umpire, I think, is going to ball it up. Held to him, he says.
45 out from the Doggies' goal. They lead it by 19. Jackson doing the ruck work against English. Went down towards Brayshaw. Quick kick forward by Gorn. Fumbled the mark, then lost possession. And Daniel just threw him over the boundary line. He's having such a big game. He's chucked the big man over.
You'd feel bad, wouldn't you, turning around now it was Caleb Daniels that sat on your height.
It was like Rey Mysterio taking down The Undertaker or something. That was some wrestling stuff there.
The ball to be thrown back in. Bees need some inspiration. English does well, got the tap straight down to Rivers, though. The kick in the direction of Gorn. He had to come from behind or on the side. Brown locks up his opponent in Williams and forces it over the line and out of bounds.
Just need some run and carry at the moment through the midfield, Melbourne. Their ball movement's gone slow. They're not getting anyone to be able to break the lines. Petrarca and Oliver slowed up since quarter time.
Ball back into play now. The tap down. Viney can't trap it. A little bit of a fumble from Bailey Smith. Harms gathers. Kicks inside 50. Fritz takes the mark in the chest. That was a beauty. So they really need this, the D's, just to settle things down, give themselves some confidence. And Fritz has already kicked two. He's 25 to 30 metres out on an angle, though.
At least a bit of movement through the stoppage. Yeah. That's better there.
Clary's the one, isn't it? He can do that. Move through the stoppage. He's the one that needs to take a few risks through the stoppage. Big kick here for Fritz.
Massive kick in the context of the game. He'll kick from about 30 on an angle. Should suit his left boot. And he's happy with it. Just what the D's needed, but they've still got plenty of work to do. 13 points to margin, 16 gone. That's on the Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboard. IGA Liquor, proudly local, proudly independent.
He's looking like their most dangerous forward at the moment. Fritz, that's his third, but he's just lacking opportunity.
Tom McDonald, not sighted.
McDonald's got
Brown,
to do more.
Not sighted.
It's the small forwards at the moment. And what I'm thinking right now, if you're Melbourne, you're getting Brown, you're getting McDonald up the ground a little bit. At least to compete around half forward and on the wing. And you're trying to isolate Fritz, because at the moment, he's certainly getting separation when you can move it in there quickly.
You don't want to do it, but is there a way you're going to manipulate the sub a little bit? Because McDonald's giving you absolutely nothing. Brown's giving you absolutely nothing. And Gorn has to play forward when Jackson's in the ruck.
Grab a Big Mac for the big match. I'm loving it. McDonald's looking after us. So too, Ream.
Bulldogs lead it by 13 points. 8 minutes and 42 seconds out from three-quarter time. Melbourne with the last goal. There's the bounce in the centre. Martin goes up. Finds the ball on the ground momentarily. Coming away there is Oliver to Petrarca. Here's danger for the Dogs. Well played, Melbourne. Long ball. Fritz was up. Gorn from the side. Spoiled him. Fritz goes back into an open goal and kicks his fourth. What a big lead. What a great kick. What a goal.
What a game.
Get the big man out of the way. Get him on the boundary line if you have to. Bailey Fritz, he'd come out like Ablett.
Oh, he's done what Treloar's done in the second quarter. Treloar got the Dogs back in the contest. Now Fritz, two goals in a minute, and suddenly game on again.
You felt like before Treloar kicked the two, if Melbourne kicked the next, you almost stuck a fork in him. If the Doggies kicked the next only 3 or 4 minutes ago, you thought that might just about be done too. Well, two players have just single-handedly pulled them back in.
Wow, two Victorian teams, and how about that roar when he kicked the goal? They're loving it over here in the West. Grand final, one off. And that was massive. 7 points now, that margin. Was out of the middle through Oliver and Petrarca. They need another one, the D's. What have the Dogs got up their sleeve? The bomb might be resting. Could be a crucial stage. Jackson to Petrarca. Spins out of trouble. Loads it inside. Attacking 50. Brown's best place to take the mark. And he takes it 20 out for goal. How about the spin from the track?
Well, it's an absolute sellout here. It's been spoken about all week. His game here in Perth. And right now, we are seeing the two best teams put on an absolute classic. Momentum has just swung.
Ben Brown has gone back 50 metres.
Dennis Lilly.
So he'll only kick from 20, but he's at the 50-metre mark. So a 30-metre run out for Big Ben. Needs to kick it. He does. fist pump, high fives. Demons back in the game.
Three goals in 3 minutes.
Wow.
9-5-59 the Doggies. The D's 8-10-58. Off the stadium delivering something special in the third term. 19 gone.
What a fantastic game. First quarter D, second quarter Dogs. Third quarter where everyone's having a go. Gee whiz, 60,000. Absolutely, probably mostly neutral, but riding this game as though they've been lifelong Doggies and D supporters.
We spoke about where that movement was going to come from. Suddenly, they're coming out the front door at the moment. Centre bounce clearance, Petrarca with a little bit of speed. And that's what you need to do. Get the ball in quickly, asking the question off the Dogs defenders.
And the Bont's back in the middle, Dan.
Yep.
He had a bit of a rest there, and maybe it was costly for the Doggies.
A point the difference, then. We're back in the centre. 9-5 plays 8-10, 59-58. Bounce favours Melbourne. Comes out of the centre circles, rolling towards the outer side wing. No clear possession. Now McRae has taken high, and he'll get the free kick. So McRae, with Viney standing the mark, McRae cuts to his left-hand side, rides a high ball inside forward 50. May comes from behind, gets a fist on it. Treloar, hand passes to Waitman, on his knees, gave it to Bonampelli. He gives it back to Waitman. Waitman snaps up towards the top of the goal square. How will it bounce? Right across the face of goal, and it goes out of bounds. Petty runs into the fence holding the football, and it will be thrown in.
And just those numbers on Petrarca, 22 disposals, 6 clearances, 646 metres gained, 9 inside 50s on the Triple M Red Z Lending stats.
Melbourne have come back strong. Terrific game, this one. We're getting spoiled. Up goes Jackson, the East Fremantle product. Knocks it down to the front. Brayshaw gets a hand pass away. Viney met solidly as he kicked. And the kick comes up towards the wing, and the mark is taken by Williams. Waitman really crashed into him behind players. He just had kicked it. It was one of those borderline decisions whether it would be relayed. There's the kick from Williams back towards full forward. They jostle. May intent only on spoiling. McRae takes the footy. Tackled immediately by Brayshaw. Down he goes, and there'll be a ball up.
Poor old McRae.
He has been.
His head's smashed.
Back going, not again. He's operated at 50%. He's half dead.
So a throw up, right half forward. About 20 metres in from the 50-metre arc. Martin and Jackson. Jackson over the top, taps it down. Viney's got it. Somehow got out of there. Well played. Goes with a very high kick on his left boot. Keith had a chance. Now he picks it up. Little kick across the ground. Langdon, who hasn't been that busy, but we know he's a speedster. He's run this wing plenty of times. He won't get lost. He runs down towards the wing, kicks towards half forward, telling kick. McDonald had it knocked away by Williams. Williams close to the boundary line, got the call from Daniel. Daniel wheels around and kicks back towards the middle. Liberatore's taken the mark. Left half back.
Tom McDonald again, you just got to be better there at centre half forward. That was your moment. Make some contact. Win the footy for your mate.
May takes the mark. Decides to kick through the middle of the ground to Brayshaw. Looks to the side to Gawn. Decides to go himself. He'll run to 50, Angus. Kicks inside 50. Has he put too much on it? He has. It bounces just before the boundary line. Had the right idea. Harms was charging to the pocket. Mm. And it just was a little firm. So we'll throw it in 10 around from the Demons' goal. They trail by one. The roar's amazing. WA footy loving it. Ball thrown in, Brown taps it down, Harms taken high, no, said the umpire. Pickett also in there, comes out to Oliver, he grabs hold of the footy, tries to get it to his mate Petrarca, ball still 45 outs, and we'll throw it up again.
Lockie, what about Brayshaw before? Looked to his left and had Gawn running next to him, thought, bugger off, Gawny.
I'm not giving it to you. Ball thrown up again, Brown will take it. Yeah, Brown did go over the shoulder on Stephen Martin. So Martin will hand it off to Caleb Daniel, who will kick a grubber. It'll be cut off by Brayshaw. Important kick. No, he kicks it inside 50, tripping over Petrarca. Gets away the hand pass to Brayshaw. He tries to bend down and pick it up. Good hand pass to Waitman. Bowley kicks inside 50. Brayshaw diving to the ground, takes a mark. He's had a good couple of minutes, this man.
He's had a good game, Brayshaw. We'll get his stats shortly, but he's working really hard on the wing at the moment. He's having some really good moments. And now Brayshaw, that was a catch.
Courageous too. He could have been cleaned up coming that way. He's had his head issues. That was brave. He's been tough as nails, Embers, hasn't he?
7 disposals, 3 clearances, just this turn for Brayshaw, up to 19 now for the game.
Special little Triple M Harvey Norman replay. Harvey Norman, don't miss a minute of the action this final series. And Brayshaw's diving catch, can he cap it off now with a goal? He's given himself a better angle than he probably should have. He'll kick from 45. Hear the roar. Hear the delightful roar. The Dees have hit the front in one of the great games we've seen this season. 1964 plays 9-5-59. 25 gone on the Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboard.
He stood up, Brayshaw. He's playing his best game for the season in a grand final. He's been outstanding, but momentum, it's hard to explain. But I'll tell you what, at the moment, it's all with the Dees. They've just turned it around. 3 goals in 3 minutes. That's 4 goals now in the last 7 or 8 minutes when it looked like the Bulldogs were in control.
10 on the boundary, Bob Jane T-Marts.
There's a rush for the drinks at the moment because no one wants to miss a minute of the action. So they're going ahead of three-quarter time to load up because this final quarter could be seriously on Lockie. Good luck calling it.
Keep your family safe on the roads. Free tyre safety checks at Bob Jane T-Marts. Call 13-26-25. Dan?
Yep. Melbourne lead it by 5 points. Bounce back in the centre. Good bounce too. Rucks go at it. Hooked down by English. Exposes the forward line to Melbourne. But Liberatore, the only dog there, was grabbed without it. Careless free kick. Liberatore plays on. Hand passes across towards Bontempelli. Off the logo. Big kick up towards the forward pocket. Punched away by Lever. Taken in front there by Footscray, or rather the Western Bulldogs. A little chip in. And going back is Shacky. Shacky was hit hard. Out of defence, Petrarca just throws it on the boot. Couple of players down back there. Ball bounces high in the centre. Well done by Brown. Controlled it. The hand pass stopped the man running past, though. And as a result, they have to check up and go again. Neil Bullen kicks it down towards half forward. Taken there by Sparrow. Long kick towards the goal line. Off hands of the minor score. Wonderful courage by Easton Wood.
Bodies falling down everywhere. Brayshaw in that marking contest. In his back half, he just crashed the pack, put Shacky down, and Easton Wood, that's a goal-saving defender.
Great kick, Bailey Daly, who's under pressure. Bodies are flying everywhere. You're right, Embers. He was crunched by Cozzy Pickett. Now Treloar, down the line he goes. Pack will form. Oh, Bowie goes up. Falcons. Here's Petrarca. Hand passed over his head. Probably should have just taken it over the boundary line. Penny slipped up in the tackle. Umpires hovering over the top. Oliver to Bowie. Bowie's in trouble. He's slung over the boundary line. And we'll throw it back into play. Plenty of exhausted players right now. We've only got 2 and a bit minutes to go before three-quarter time. Fast forward, says the players. 6 points to margin. The Dees lead it. 27 gone. Ball back into play. Jackson against English. The tap down. Traka nearly grabbed it as he ran through. Play on advantage. Sparrow hasn't heard the umpire. He just stands. Now delivers to Salem. Been a little quiet in this second half. Decides to kick through the middle of the ground. It was adventurous. Viney was a little firm as well. Puts his head over the footy. Just gets the hand pass away. The Dees can charge forward. Rivers to Sparrow. Needs someone running past. Caught in a brilliant tackle. Advantage will play on. Liberatore out of the middle of the ground he goes. Kicks towards the boundary line. Shacky finds Johannesson. 6 points to margin. 28 gone. Dees have got back in time, Dan, and Johannesson will kick inside attacking 50.
Johannesson sends a long kick in then. Plenty of Melbourne players back. Brayshaw, spoilt May actually, falls to Lever. Short passes around the boundary. Then they control the football. This is Bowie. This goes back towards the top of the goal square, and May. May looking for a target. He finds one in Brayshaw. Clever kick. Brayshaw comes out wide then. Salem pushing up from the pocket has taken the mark. Still inside the defensive 50. A minute 35 and counting. Running down to three-quarter time. Great comeback by Melbourne. Salem kicks it up towards the wing. In front is Gorn. Waiting behind McDonald. He takes a chest mark. That was what was paid. Gorn got up looking for a free kick. McDonald, meanwhile, kicks it down looking for Brown. Brown came up on the lead, and that's going to be holding the man against Cordy. Rightly so. Brown had the football, but he hadn't taken it cleanly. It was just hitting his hands as he was tackled by Cordy. So Brown will have a chance from too far out, I would think. But he can drive it long inside the forward 50. Just imagine if he went back as far as he normally goes, he'd be in the back pocket. It goes down towards the forward pocket. Offhands taken by Petrarca. Oh, Petrarca! What a goal! What a goal! The outside of his boot. He ran it right to left and it's gone straight through the middle. He's got two, Petrarca. None more important than that one, that's for sure.
What a goal.
Now the Demons are running. They're carrying the footy. They're taking grass. They're the ones that are looking dangerous. And Petrarca, 26 disposals and a couple of goals. Good luck voting on the Norm Smith medal at the moment. There's a number of players that can win it right now.
The difference, though, Ben Brown just attacked the footy. And in the end, he got a free kick, but he's trying to have a presence.
Yes. Tom McDonald down here as well. Just got to compete. Go at the football and make the most of those opportunities that you're getting.
And your best players are at ground level. Petrarca, Oliver, those guys. Just bring it to ground. That's all that needs to be done. It's not that hard. And you can see there, that is one of the goals of the year. Smooth mover. Hasn't he just launched into the competition as one of the top three or four?
Stars from both sides at the moment standing up, Beast.
26 now for Petrarca. 17 contested, 9 inside 50, 6 clearances, 723 metres gained already to go with those two goals.
Under a minute to go before three-quarter time. Varney to Oliver to Petrarca. Now to Sparrow. The kick inside 50. It's one-on-one. It's going a long way. It's a goal! Wowzers! The Demons have turned on the Jets. Kick three quickies. 31 minutes gone. And it's now out to 18 points. What a game of footy at Optus Stadium in the West.
And there's momentum, obviously, with the Ds. They're walking out the front of these centre bouncers. What are you doing if you're a midfielder at the moment for the Doggies?
So you're getting together right now. Look at them. There's three Treloar's by himself. Get in really quickly. Liberatore, get in, Bont. Have a chat what you're doing, because at the moment, the front door is open. You've got to be harder one-on-one. There's no talk and there's no voice. And as you said, Petrarca and Oliver, Jackson's getting first use. They've been a lot harder around the contest, and they're getting the ball played in their forward half right now.
Last six goals to the Ds on the Triple M Reds Athletic stats.
Wow. 18 points on the IGA Liquor scoreboard. IGA Liquor, proudly local, proudly independent. Bounce the footy in the middle. 30 seconds. Can one team score again? Kick off the ground by Viney to Jackson. Runs through the centre square to Oliver. 45 out. Oliver, this will bring the house down. Oliver scores. Amazing 3 minutes of football you will ever see from the delightful Demons. 12-11-83 to 9-5-59. That is on the Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboard.
Front door again, X.
Yeah, we sung the praise of the Doggies mids in the second quarter. Don't worry about the forwards. Don't worry about the backs. This is solely on the midfield group getting done out the front. Endlessly.
Getting sucked in. Liberatore getting in there. What you say right now is that if you're going to win a clearance, you're going back. You are not coming through the front door, because there's just too much pressure right now. Melbourne coming through. Look at that goal. Clayton Oliver. This game has turned on its head.
And it hasn't been Max Gorn either. Jackson's done a lot of the ruck he's caught up.
Kid's a star.
Remarkable comeback by the Demons. They lead now by 24 on the verge of three-quarter time. Great goal by Oliver. There's the bounce in the centre. English tries to hook it down. That door's open again. I think Petrarca, tackled by Bontempelli, breaks away. Petrarca, Bontempelli lunges, a desperate lunge. Now it's with Treloar. He's tackled by Jackson, and Melbourne are inspired.
Well, I'm not a ruckman, but I'd be suggesting English doesn't hit it backwards, because momentum's going that way with every Demons player.
Ball's in the air. Jackson wins the tap. Petrarca's got it. And refuge for the Western Bulldogs. Mauled in the last few minutes of that term. Suddenly, Melbourne are looking at a premiership. 12-11-83, 9-5-59 for McDonald's Triple M Rocks Footy.